Dr. Amanda Gummer is a child psychologist from Fundamentally Children. Amanda, very good afternoon to you. Do exams matter?
It depends, doesn't it? They do matter for a lot of people in a lot of situations, but I think the letter's exactly right. They only show a very small part of the picture, and people do get overly hung up on them, especially at this age. You know, 11-year-olds taking SATs, putting too much pressure on the 11-year-olds is, you know, terrible, really.
I went through it with both my children, my son last year, and it's just ridiculous, the kind of pressure you put your children under, and you put yourself under as parents.
You don't have to, though, and some schools do it really well and encourage the parents to not put too much pressure on it. And it should be seen as a very, when it's done well, it's seen as a positive way of giving children an opportunity to show what they can do. It's not a pass or fail. It's not a high-pressure test. So
I was really worried about both my children doing their SATs, but I sat down and I thought, yeah, actually, it's not about what they're doing. What SATs, in my opinion, what SATs are about is showing how well the school is performing.
Exactly. They use the SATs results, the league tables, which is, you know, a whole different agenda. But when you're looking at what's right for children, there's a lot of other things you need to take into account. I mean, children learn best through play, and having a healthy play diet with access to lots of opportunities to learn all of the skills that were mentioned in the letter and more is the best way to give children the best opportunity to fulfil their potential. But it doesn't mean that it's not a good idea to instil a work ethic and to teach them to work hard and be committed and shine when they can. But I think schools need to give children the opportunity to shine and celebrate a lot more than just their SATs results, what this teacher did.
I think we would all like, as parents and grandparents, we would all like our children, our grandkids, to be sort of fantastic at school, to come back with great results, to come back with great SATs results, of course. But I'm thinking, hang on a minute, would I rather have a child who has a great SATs result test, or do I want a child that can sing a song, can play in sports with their friends, who can speak two languages, all the things the letter picks out, who can be kind, trustworthy, who's got friends, who can smile and laugh with their friends at school? Which child would I rather have? Well, I don't want the SATs test child, I want the other one.
Well, you want one. You want somebody, you want children to feel empowered and engaged with school and with life in general, that they do the best they can wherever they are. So, but that is, if you teach to the test and you're cramming for SATs results, you're going to miss out on a lot of other skills that they develop that actually will set them in better stead for the later life and passing things like GCSEs and A-levels.
Do exams never really give a reflection of the people we are, Amanda?
I don't think they do. I think they give a very snapshot window of how well somebody did on a particular day doing a particular exam. They do tell you something, but they don't give a long picture, which is why I think 20 years ago or whenever it was, they redid the GCSEs to include coursework, because it's a very narrow, very it's not a robust measure of children's ability to know a subject. It's a test of their ability to pass an exam, which are two very different things. So if we're teaching children skills that we want them to take forward, we need to teach them those skills and give them all the other assets and characteristics that they need to make a success of their life. And one of those may be passing exams, but it's only a very small skill. And I would say it's a lot less important than a lot of the other.
I come across a lot of children in my children's age, their friends, who some of them are very, very clever. They can sit an exam and pass it. They can sail through it. But they don't have any confidence.
Absolutely.
They can't mix. They can't play sports. They don't know how to have fun. They don't know how to smile.
Yeah, and the incidence of mental health issues and depression in teenagers is on the rise at an alarming rate, and I think that's exactly why. There's too much pressure too soon, and not valuing childhoods and letting children play, you know, in lots of different ways and develop through play is what's causing some of these, you know, these alarming statistics about children's mental health.
Amanda, nice talking to you. Dr. Amanda Gummer, child psychologist from Fundamentally Children. This letter is everywhere. I just think it's amazing.